Business Hour with Ollie Bocheng on OFM.
Now, the Department of Employment and Labour recently held a Jobs, Training and Skills Development Fair in Bloemfontein. I spoke to Emily Manelli, Chief Director of Provincial Operations for the Free State, to find out more. What is the fair about and what is its aims?
The objective of the career fair that we have, by the way, is a career fair and also taking services to the people. The objective is to improve departmental performance, taking service delivery to the clients, and marketing our range of service offering that are being offered by the department for those clients that may not know about the Department of Employment and Labour. We're also promoting utilizations of the DEL database, specifically for the unemployed work seekers when recruiting for work and learning opportunities. We're also using this opportunity to explore linkages with organizations such as your NYDA, your CEDA, to share services they offer for prospective entrepreneurs, our youth, and people with disabilities. We are also using opportunity again to strengthen internal and external partnerships, being with both private and public sector, because it's not only us that are at the career fair. There are other organizations that are there that will also be rendering their services. So the ultimate aim for the career fair, we want to give work seekers an opportunity to be placed in any employment on the spot.
Who is the event specifically aimed at? Someone who's listening to you speak. And what can job seekers expect to gain by attending? It's taking place at the Dr. Mulemela Indoor Sports Arena in Bloemfontein.
Yes, that is correct. It is taking place at the Dr. Mulemela Stadium for 2 days. It is aimed at the unemployed work seekers and also the underemployed. It does not mean that because you are employed, you are not looking for better opportunities. So if you feel like you need another career, another work, you are also welcomed. It's also targeting the youth. We know that the youth unemployment is high. We are also targeting our UIF clients. I am sure you'll agree and the listeners will agree that there have been some challenges with the UIF where clients are complaining that we are taking long to process their benefits. So those that are struggling, they can come and visit us in our stores for the UIF. Also, the COID clients, those that were injured at the workplaces, will have a table that is specifically meant to assist those. And for those workers that want to lay some complaints about their workplaces, perhaps they don't have the contracts at their workplaces, or they suspect that they're being underpaid, or maybe they're not treated well. This is an opportunity. We came to their backyard. They can come and lay the complaints that we want so that the inspectors can go and conduct inspections.
The Business Hour on OFM.
Well, is this careers fair part of a larger initiative, and can we expect more events like this in the future?
Oh, definitely. It is. I think from 3 to 4 years back, the department thought that we need to have one big event, one per province, where we bring all the stakeholders together so that we take services to our communities. We realized that not so many people are fortunate to get the information that they need at their doorstep. So yes, definitely we are going to continue with these initiatives. By the way, we have about 11 labor centers in the province, and each of these labor centers, they do hold their own mini career fairs. It will not be in the large scale like this one that is the provincial one, but we're trying to reach as many work seekers as possible across the province, and we do change from area to area. In January, on a large scale, we were in Botshabelo. This year, we are in Bloemfontein. Next year, we'll be in another town in the Free State province. So yes, definitely, it is part of the larger initiative.
Well, Chief Director, how do you believe this careers fair will impact the local community in the Free State? Of course, Bloemfontein is the capital of the province and the economic hub of the province.
It will make a difference to our work seekers, especially those that do not know where to start looking for employment. It will help them to prepare for the labor market, to know what are the do's and the don'ts, how to search for the job opportunities, how to craft a marketable CV, and how to conduct themselves in the interview. So this is the information that can benefit them in the long run, and the information, by the way, that they can also share with their friends or with their families if they are unable to can attend.
What kind of follow-up support can attendees expect after the event? This is a question that a lot of people will ask at the end of, you know, a fair such as this one, especially if they connect with potential employers.
We do have our employment service practitioners as well as employment counselors that will be on site. I will encourage work seekers that they get the contact details so that if there's anything that they may need after this, their visits to the stalls, they can always contact them. The work seekers can always visit our labor centers for more assistance. With regard to those that will have applied, because we are going to have screens on site that will be showing the opportunities that are registered nationally. So work seekers will have an opportunity to match themselves to apply for the job. So for those that are matched, our employment service practitioners will screen their CVs to check if indeed they qualify for that opportunity that they have applied for. And then if they do, if there's a need to request additional documents, they'll contact them and request the additional documents. Our employment counselors then on the other side will then contact them once we have forwarded the list to the employer in terms of those that have applied for those particular opportunities. Employment counselors will then call them in a group setting and just to assist them in terms of how they should prepare for employment opportunities. So it is not a once-off service. It does not end today. It is an ongoing. Our ultimate aim, we want to see that unemployed work seekers that visited are placed, even if it can just be a 20%, because the reality is that the country is struggling with the economy, which affects employment opportunities. However, for those that are there, it would be a good story to tell to say, from the work seekers that visited our stalls on these days, so many X number were employed, and that will encourage others as well to have confidence in the services that we offer. So yes, that follow-up and aftercare service is available.
And that was Emily Manelli, Chief Director of Provincial Operations for the Free State, talking about the recent jobs training and skills development fair that the Department of Employment and Labour held in Bloemfontein. To listen to this interview again, visit business under news at ofm.co.za.
The Business Hour with Oli Bocheng on OFM, the sound of your life.